Hello, friends. This is Lisa Colon-Delay, and you're listening to Spark My Muse. This is Soul School Lesson 285, Accompanying Ourselves. You might be listening to this near Thanksgiving, but this is not particularly a Thanksgiving episode. As I was wondering about what to bring to you today, I felt really stuck, even overwhelmed. And whether it's Thanksgiving time or just a time of uncertainty and war and fear, it's not very difficult to get stuck in a time of overwhelm and uncertainty and fear. I think it's really human to feel like that sometimes. We have competing and conflicting situations and thoughts, and there might be a variety of directions we can go in or choices we can make. Perhaps we have this pull to be grateful, maybe at Thanksgiving, or maybe we just know that gratitude is important and it makes us well. And yet, we know that things aren't as they should be. Of course, we also know that we can hold opposing things together at the same time. And in fact, we always are holding opposing things at the same time, even if we don't like it. We have conflicting and opposing feelings that we hold, whether we notice it or not. And this confusing situation is part of being human. One of the best ways, I think, to move through life with this reality is to accompany ourselves wherever we find ourselves. I'm growing to understand this more deeply all the time because I haven't been a person who was easily able to accompany myself or even knew what that meant or felt like. I feel like a lot of my life I've been in trauma mode or survival mode. And there have been times in my life when I would rather engage in argument than tend to my deepest worries and fears. There were times when I've moved outward to judge others instead of dealing with the problems that are internal, in those ways where I would ignore my pain. I think this is really a common human predicament. When we find ourselves judging others and moving outside of ourselves to find fault, or we find disgust and disappointment outside of ourselves, that is a way we are showing ourselves, in fact, that we are avoiding internal work, internal pain and disappointments and failures. We're having trouble holding our worries and our fears in the deepest part of ourselves. It's easier to argue than it is to reflect. And part of the problem is that we abandon this part of us that is kind of like a small hurt child, a part of us that gets afraid or confused and upset. There's something there lingering from childhood where we were very vulnerable and afraid or confused, where we were innocent or ignorant or naive, and we felt betrayed or disappointed or hurt. By doing a practice of welcoming that part of ourselves, that child in ourselves that is vulnerable still, we welcome the uncomfortable and perhaps disappointing parts of ourselves. This has not come naturally to me, but being a comfort to the most vulnerable, frightened, and confused part of myself, not being a critic or a foe to it, has allowed me to practice a kind of work of grace, a kind of ministry and work of grace. We can occupy this middle ground between repressing what we feel in our bodies and in our emotional states, and also the reacting that we might do because of those same emotional states and feelings in our bodies. And those things stop us from becoming really familiar with what hurts, and then showing up for that part and staying put. It is this abandonment of ourselves that leads us to lash out at others, that leads us to be judgmental of others, that leads us to feel overwhelmed and stuck and confused. When we feel ourselves slipping into judgment or being nasty or being unkind, it is good to begin to ask ourselves, how can I be a loving and comforting parent to this part of me right now that is actually a sort of frightened part, a vulnerable part, a part that is worried about being betrayed or abandoned, a fearful part that wants actually to be comforted and known and belong? What does this part need of me right now? When we settle down with those questions and give ourselves time to just accompany ourselves and be in our own presence as a fully vulnerable, sometimes frightened, sometimes confused person, not always the confident, accomplished person, we might have a chance to give ourselves whatever grace and time and patience we need. As we even realize those are some of our needs, we also realize that everybody else is in exactly the same boat. They might be oblivious to it, or they might be well-versed in it, but they're in the same boat, and their small, vulnerable child part of themselves needs all those same things. When we are able to accompany other people, we are actually accompanying that most vulnerable part of themselves too, that we accompany in ourselves. I want to close off by reading a poem by Heidi Barr. It's from her book, Slouching Towards Radiance. This poem is called Where Skin Meets Air. Life is found in warm fires, days with snow or sunshine, sometimes both. Memories of humid summer nights, laying on prickly grass as lightning bugs blink on and off. Spring melt gushing, hoarfrost softening rusty fences, tiny pulses of light shining through cracked pots. Remembering that gratitude is one of those things you can be good at if you put your mind to it. Remembering that it's okay to be sad or angry or anxious, even if you're good at gratitude. Accepting silence as a worthy partner for making peace with unfathomable things, and in embracing the uncertainty that comes with putting faith in seeds and breath and skin meeting air. For wherever place you are in your life right now, it is okay to feel all the disparate feelings and all the confusion and all the overwhelm. It is just part of being human. Give yourself everything you need by accompanying yourself in those moments. I wish you blessing and peace.